Hello guys, this is the Roman American with the official Roman American podcast. The update that I'm going to bring you is obviously by the time you're listening to this, it's a couple minutes past 8 o'clock. I had some errands that took priority, however, I am here recording this now. Also, an update on the current state of the show on YouTube. I'm coming up with concept art currently. I'm coming up with topics that aren't just regurgitations of this. I want you guys to have a different experience, a reason to go to the YouTube channel, and I'm still working out the kinks. So what we're going to be talking about, with all further ado, the topic of contention in the United States. This episode will be called Abortions, Antifa, and Alito. Yes, I know, pretty catchy. The reason it is because abortion is the talking point of the town these last couple days. Ever since the 2nd of May, we have had the overturning of Roe v. Wade leaked by some unknown whistleblowers. Now, this does set a precedent because this has never happened in the history of the Supreme Court. And while some of you may not agree with it, the fact that this was leaked and obtained by news media unlawfully, this is an unauthorized breach of trust within our government, and we've been seeing this way too much. Now, if it is an unconstitutional, if it is downright an awful law, okay. I understand that. I understand your grievances. However, if it is not public, if it is not okay to leak, then don't fucking do it. You're a treasonous asshat if you fucking leak documents that are not supposed to be released yet. And I understand for a lot of you pro-choice women out there, this is awful, this is horrible, and I understand it sets a precedent for going against certain laws, such as the laws that helped establish interracial marriages, helped establish condoms and all these preventative measures and services for women, like hormone blockers, birth control, IUD, like these things. I understand that. I understand your pain. However, in a lot of cases I'm seeing, like, let's be honest here. Nobody's actually going to go through with banning condoms. And the only downside to this I'm really seeing right now, and I know some of you assholes are going to be like, you're a man, no opinion. Well, guess what? Trans women aren't women. They're men too. They don't have a uterus. So they don't get an opinion either. And since you guys are granting them the opinion, when they're men, so they get an opinion, so therefore I get an opinion. Now, all that aside, I'm seeing, oh, hookup culture is decimated. Oh, God, we can't hook up anymore. Oh, God, we have to be held accountable for our actions now. Good. I hope you fucking learn that you are not supposed to be on this planet to be a whore. To be a flesh pocket. Oh, I won't be able to take multiple nuts. Oh, God. Okay, stop being a cum slut then. There's a solution to your problems. Don't be a cum slut fucking whore. Now, that may sound horrible to hear, but we've been allowing these people to get away with murder, literally. They are able to escape accountability because it was a constitutional right. I don't believe that. I believed in women's right to choose because at the end of the day, God's the only one that's going to judge. All right? So I don't care what women do. However, I do not believe that my tax-paying money, the money that I fork over to the government, should go to the murder of unborn children. I don't mind the preventative services like hormone blockers, a parent program like planning parent programs and contraceptives, it's kind of iffy, with, my religious beliefs, but whatever. Everybody can do whatever. Everybody sins. You do you. But the problem is when this is democracy, guys. This is fucking democracy. This is direct. This is what you guys keep fucking screaming and bitching and moaning about. Fucking democracy. Okay? The people, if the people vote to get rid of a lot of these stuff, okay, then that's democracy. There's nothing you can do. Move to a state that codified Roe v. Wade. Like, for those of you in Maryland bitching and moaning about fucking Roe v. Wade being overturned, you guys literally have it in your state constitution. We have it in our state constitution. Quit bitching and moaning. Oh, but what about the women in the red states? If you're a liberal living in a very conservative and Christian stronghold, you're more delusional than the men prancing around in dresses calling themselves women. You're more delusional than the women prancing around in fucking slacks and fucking polos calling themselves men. Because at the end of the day, you need to realize that, okay, you don't like the current situation you're in? Change it. Move locations. It should have always been a state-by-state decision. That is what direct democracy is. And when you guys face direct democracy, it's like you guys get scared. And this isn't just Republicans attacking Democrats. This is vice versa. When Democratic people want to fork over their rights, it should be a state-by-state issue. It should not be federally mandated that I have to pay that you get an abortion. Now, I'm st my Maryland taxes are still probably going to go to baby killers, but hey, if I want to complain, I can complain all I want. But the only way that that's changing is if I go to West Virginia, if I go to any of the other places who are probably going to ban abortion. And the reason I brought Antifa into the name of the topic is Antifa's going around, and a lot of these other protesters are going around trying to strong arm our Supreme Court justices. I understand you may not like the decision, but inciting political violence on something that was voted upon and discussed and debated within the judicial branch of our government, that is terrorism. You are inciting violent behavior. You are intimidating to gain political influence and a political goal. That is the very definition of terrorism. And if Trump were to have said what Psaki, however the fuck you pronounce that commie fuck's name, or any of these other fucking elected officials saying that, oh yeah, you need to strong arm them. If Trump did that on January 6th and got caught saying that, he would not still be able to run for president. He would be behind a jail cell, possibly in Guantanamo. And you guys aren't ready to have that conversation. It's okay for the liberal and socialist branches of the left to go around burning down cities and tearing down monuments, but as soon as we start tearing down cities and melting down monuments, you guys are all like, oh, we're terrorists. Oh, but we storm one building. And funny enough, that building, most of the people walked in. I've seen many footages from different cell phone angles, from different perspectives, different different points of view. These Capitol Police officers were letting people walk in. That's not very riot and protestery like when the police are letting you walk in. And now, they stormed. Now I'm not disagreeing with you. They did vandalize some stuff in there. But guess what? The Capitol building is still intact. And I'm not gonna lie, there were a couple people in there that were intimidating and scaring the politicians. And given these politicians' records of not representing the people to the full extent, who's to blame them? And I understand what you're probably going to ask next. Well, why are you for the terrorizing of politicians versus the Supreme Court justices? Well, the Supreme Court justices' only law that they have to abide by is the Constitution. They're supposed to interpret and they're supposed to uphold constitutional law. And if a new generation, they go back and look at some of the laws that they interpreted and said, we're overturning this. There's a lot of laws from the Supreme Court that established and led to the continuation of Jim Crow laws. Do you think we should have kept those intact? No, we should not have. Because guess what? Back then, white people wanted everyone to have abortions. That's why during the 70s, these all men justices allowed Roe v. Wade. Because guess who was the prominent customer for abortion clinics? Minority groups, groups in lower level income brackets. These are the people who were majorly getting abortions. And the founder of Planned Parenthood herself said that she wishes the black baby to be exterminated. She wishes that mothers, black mothers, would kill their children. She was an attendee of the women's branch of the KKK. And you can say, oh, this is all bullshit. Look up the founder of Planned Parenthood. Look at her history, her affiliations, because I have, and it's downright awful. Now, Justice Alito, he is the one who put forth the review and re-examination of Roe v. Wade. Because why not? I think we should review a lot of very prominent and major legislation and very major precedents and cases that go through the Supreme Court. I think every 20 years or so, we should look at this. Just like Citizen versus Warren. That case pretty much stated that the police department is only contractually obligated to enforce the law, not protect and serve. Enforcing the law is their first and top and utmost priority. And guess what? People are complaining, oh, you guys are supposed to protect and serve. No, they're not. They're supposed to uphold the law. They are not your friends. They are not your buddies. Now, you may have friends, you may have family in police, uniforms. You may have retired cops in your family. Hell, you may have retired military police. At the end of the day, what are they called? Are they called the community service officers? No. They're called the law enforcement officers. LEO. They don't give two flying fucks about who you are, how you're doing. They care about if you're following the law. They care about if you're paying taxes. And if you don't pay taxes, you get your dog shot. You know what else pisses me fuck off? Is that all these people who are, my body, my choice, weren't so my body, my choice when it came to the vaccine. That's what's making me laugh. That's one of the main reasons I didn't take the vaccine. Because these were the same people trying to force something on my body I didn't want. Oh, but it's different because you're saving millions of lives by doing that. By us forcing this decision on you, you're saving millions of lives. Wow. I could use the same argument for you. By not letting you be a cum slut whore escaping accountability, I am saving millions and millions of unborn lives. Did you know in this country, more people die from being aborted in this country than they do from guns, car wrecks, alcoholism, disease, cancer? That's wrong. How you don't see it as wrong? You literally get a free pass to be a whore. We take it away. Boo fuckity hoo. Fuck you. I know what it's like to almost not be given a chance. My mother's doctor literally said it would be recommended that you abort this child. Guess what? My mom said, no, I'm going to love this child. I'm going to take care of him no matter how fucked up he is. And you know what? Every day, I don't care how many arguments, how much anger I have towards my mom during certain things, I will always look back and remember that she made the right and only choice. That no matter what was going to happen to me, she was going to be there for me. And when I see people saying, oh, I've had four or five abortions, somebody who also is a father, I'm not going to lie, I struggled during the times where he was incubating. You know, I was fearful of what he may have, what might happen. I stayed up nights. Sometimes I was like, I don't want him to go through the pain of this world. But you know what? Life isn't all sunshine and rainbows. And if I were to have put the idea that offing him was going to save him from misery, it's not. Because if you've seen what abortions do to the child inside, if you see the procedure, it is heinous and it is far more pain than any life could ever give you. I cry every time just thinking about it. And the fact that people are out, I understand the outrage of the contraceptives, the hormone blockers, the young women planning services for new moms, you know, whatever they're called around the country. There's different variations of, you know, young mothers support services. Now, I'm not against all that. Despite all this rambling and just shouting, I do believe that we should be giving more support to young mothers who are expecting. especially teenage pregnancies. We need to be giving them support. We need to be showing them that they're not alone, because the main killer of these children is that nobody supports these mothers. Nobody gives them the support, the need, the services that all these people are craving. They just want to know that they're not alone. They want to know that they have the support of their family. They have the support of their friends. They have the support of their doctors. And I understand that, like, with this precedent being overturned, a lot is up for grabs. Nobody knows what to do. And I understand to a degree that when things are up in the air, like, you don't know what to do. Do you sit back, watch it happen? Do you burn down cities until they listen to you? Do you write and be active in your community to make sure that your services and institutions are protected? Yes. Yes, you do that one. Violence should be the last resort. This isn't the last resort. Everybody's giving up thinking that, oh, this president being overturned means it's not a guaranteed right, meaning everything's just going to go away. Trust me, it's not. And I can't say that for every state, but for a lot of these moderate and liberal states, these parenting services, these contraceptives, these services with hormone blockers involved, like, these aren't going away in a lot of these states. 13 of them, yes. And for those of you who feel so strongly, write your representatives, whether Republican, Democrat, Independent, or Tea Party. If you write them, if enough of you write them, despite their personal beliefs, you will be able to see if they are truly representative of the people. You just have to give them a chance, because while the federal government and Congress and all of the elected congressmen and women, they don't care about you. You're just a number to them. You're just a percentage to them. However, the lower you go down the pole, the lower you go down the rabbit hole, you're going to get more and more representation, equal representation. And I'm done with my rambling. last statement I'm going to make is, I want you guys to think about your impact in your community. I want you guys to think about, should we just be gung-ho to resorting to violence, or should we actually be writing our representatives, our elected leaders on the state, local, and community levels? Because, yeah, you're right. Federally, there's nothing that can be done right now. But guess what? Statewide, you can make a difference. You really can. You just need to try, have hope. And I know I come off as an asshole, but at the end of the day, regardless of my beliefs, if a majority of my people believe that, you know, abortion should be legal, I mean, my voice isn't going to change anything, really. That's one of the flaws of democracy, is that the 51% get, and the 49% don't get. I mean, it's like Benjamin Franklin said. Democracy is two wolves and a sheep deciding what's for dinner. And it applies perfectly, because whatever the 51% believe, it's going to happen regardless of the 49% say. That's what democracy is. That's why it's a failure. That's what I've been trying to tell you. And the reason I say go into your local levels is because in small population groups is the only way democracy works. It's why Lithuania, and I will still say to this day, Lithuania is the only form of democracy that has proven it works. It is because there's only 2 million people in the country, which means these members elected into the Lithuanian Congress don't represent that many people individually. But yeah, I hope you guys have a good night. I hope you guys have a good rest of your week. God bless you, and God bless the United States.